Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Chat with G, and we're going to talk about the beautiful Monica Bellucci and the movie Milena, which is basically the portrait of envy. So we're going to talk about the curse of being beautiful. Not everyone is obsessed with her. People often compare her to Angelina Jolie. She is the perfect example of a femme fatale woman. And has also been involved in many movies that, show a femme fatale woman. So here we go. Monica Bellucci is a 56 years old Italian actress and a model. I want to talk a little bit about her before going into detail about her movie, Milena. Monica started modeling since she was 13 years old. She always liked pictures. She grew up in a small town. She says that growing up in a small town can protect you, but at the same time, want you to go out and do something bigger, which I feel like every single person that lives in a small town can relate. Like, I definitely grew up in a small town. And like, one of the things I've been wanting to do is like, get out of my small town. And I managed to like, get out of my small town in a bigger town. But now I want to get out. I don't want to go somewhere even crazier. So it's like, I guess like growing up, being young, and just wanting to just explore life to the fullest. She went to university to study law, but she didn't finish university in Italy because of modeling. She modeled in Milan and she, thanks to modeling, was the face of many magazines. She even went to Paris to model. She is reserved and considered shy, so she's like an only child, if I'm correct. But she always had an interest in acting. This was like a long time ago, so it was like in the era of like if you're 28 or before 30, your like modeling career is like over. You know what I mean? She kept modeling, but at the age of 28 was when, thanks to her connections, she started to wanting to be in more films and like participate and like start acting. And she took very serious roles, but she wanted people to take her seriously, not because she was like really, really pretty. She does say that modeling comes with a lot of sacrifices, and basically like you're always traveling, you'll never be able to see your friends, and even it's hard like finding a partner and stuff like that. But she always agrees that it's always good to like miss each other and stuff like that. But it was really hard for her. Like, it's definitely a sacrifice because you're always moving, always traveling, you're never in one place. Thanks to her connections, she managed to book to be a part of a French movie that was very controversial. One role was in the movie, I swear it's called Irreversible, correct me if I'm wrong, that basically she got like done a sexual act that she didn't want to be done. You know what I mean? So that happened, and the movie was very graphic and just very violent, and people said she's never gonna act for this movie, but literally the opposite, she started even acting more thanks to that movie. Which I don't know why people would say that. Like, I think it would be the opposite. Okay, here's the thing that I love about her is that she's very feminine, and she said that she's not the type of person to get up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym. She eats what she wants. She likes to swim, so she does exercise, and she loves a glass of wine or a cigarette once in a while. Like, she doesn't put herself restrictions, but tries to be as healthy as she can. In this episode, I will talk about envy because the Italian movie Milena, like I said, is a portrait of envy. But literally right before that, I want to say some of Monica's advice on jealousy and her opinion on envy. She said, "Don't hate people who are jealous of you. They know you're the best." And then about envy, she said, "Envy is human nature." The movie is about a very beautiful woman named Milena, considered the most beautiful in her town. All the men are in love with her. Milena lived alone and let no one get close to her, remaining faithful to her husband. But then the news comes of his death, and the men around her begin to behave much more arrogantly and literally pounce on her. The women gossip more, and the teenagers openly mock their death father, who, after receiving a note of accusing Milena of prostitution, walks away from her. Her own father. And here's a sign. When someone is envious of you, they are gonna try to destroy you, ruin your reputation. That's the number one thing that someone envy of you is gonna do. One of the main things. Destroy your Reputation. Yes, we're all human. We all have felt envy for someone before, but it's all about how you act towards it. We all have felt jealousy. We all have lied. We all have done this, but it all depends on your actions and what you proceed to do. And all these women just talking terrible about her. Like, she dressed fine. Like, she dressed appropriate. She wasn't like dressing like very revealing or this and that. She dressed well. She looked good. Every woman, everyone is allowed to feel good, to dress up sexy, to do whatever they want. Like, it doesn't mean that they're this or that they're that. You know, we're so past that. It's like, we're so past that. I know this is a movie from like a very long time ago, but I'm just talking in general. Like, because this is a reality. This happens. This happens to, let's say, a teenager at school. This happens to maybe a girl at work. This happens to maybe a girl at a certain environment. Like, this happens. It can happen to anyone. Okay, and we're so past the point of judging people from the way they look or the way they dress. You know, it doesn't say that it you can't tell someone's boundaries of that, you know. So everyone deserves respect. Respect if you want to be respected. Period. So everyone was just talking like she could never ever get a job in that village. She could never like I'm surprised they would even sell stuff to her because they just hated her. They really hated her. And that's why she had no female friends, nobody, only her husband that was in war. That's all she had. The villagers accused her of having a relationship with a married dentist. A staged mock trial, the lawyer, a fat, scruffy, dirty guy, defends the girl in court, what's that? Milena, and forces her into intimacy as payment for his services because she had no money. No one wanted to like sell her anything. Like it was just literally the whole village drove her to prostitution, to changing her whole looks. Like this is like a small like summary of the movie, but yeah. A year later, the villagers see that Milena has returned to her husband. Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. When all this was happening, the villagers went and beated her up. They beated her up for being pretty. Okay, all this for being pretty. They beated her up. So she was like thrown. She was somewhere there, like lost. Oh my gosh. A year later, the villagers see that Milena has returned to her husband. Her husband ended up being alive. She is no longer beautiful as she was before, which the woman noticed with pleasure. They show her favor. Everyone, including Milena, acts as if nothing has happened. Everyone acts like nothing happened. Everyone is like, good morning, good morning. They all treat her nicely. They're all like selling her stuff now, being all nice because she doesn't look as pretty as she did. And this is what a lot of people do. Like, that's why I really try my best to not be influenced by other people. Like, if they say you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Like, no, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be myself. 'Cause that's being myself is how I shine. And I'm not gonna just try to, like, look like everyone else or be like everyone else when I'm not. And that is just like gonna, like, what Milena did was, like, blend herself, like, lowered her beauty to, like, blend it with everyone and make them feel better. That's other people's insecurities are not your problem. Shocker. Took me a second to find out, to figure that out. My opinion of the movie, honestly, I was like, this can't be the end. Why is this the end? But that part was really realistic. So I was like, okay, I'm here for it. But, let's talk about envy now. What does the word envy mean? It means a feeling of discontent or resentful longing aroused by other person's possession, qualities, or luck. We will talk about how to know, like, signs that someone is envious of you, how to deal with it, and then what to do if you're envious of someone. Don't feel bad if you feel envious of someone. It's human nature, okay, but it all depends on what you do, how you act. So, envy is what you feel when someone else has an advantage in life that you feel you don't have or you can't achieve. And then let's talk about jealousy. Jealousy is the emotion you feel when you feel threatened because something you already have is going to be taken away from you. So these are very two different things. Signs someone envies you. They copy you. But I know everyone says, oh, be flattered if someone copies you. There's a point where, like, when someone is trying to steal your identity, that is not okay. That is not okay. We don't like copycats. That's not okay. Okay. You can be inspired by someone, but, like, trying to steal their identity is a whole another level. Like, I mean extreme. You know what I mean? I'm talking about extreme. Now, there are probably some friends that have left your life, and you think it's because of differences or conflicts you had or whatever, but sometimes that's not even the case. It's just envy. Sometimes people are not going to tell you, I'm envious of you. No, they're not going to say that. They're going to make like a huge issue over something tiny and just try to like make an excuse to stay away from, like get away from you because they can't handle their envy. Or some people have slowly drifted away from you because they couldn't handle how this envy made them feel about themselves. Which I think it's valid, you know? If I say, like, if you feel envy of someone, stay away from them. Leave them alone, okay? But just, you know, I definitely, like, have experienced people, like, slowly drifting away. And I'm like, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong? Like, please tell me. Like, I will fix it. I will apologize. But I'm thinking on the top of my head, and I can't think about anything bad that I did. So, you know, you never know. I'm not saying, oh, those people were envious of me, but I'm saying, like, you never know. I still don't know to this day. The important thing that you need to know is that you're a good person, that you were a good friend. Because no matter how of a good friend you are to others, envious people couldn't care less about that. And if you're the type of person, like, I don't believe anyone could be jealous of me. I don't think I'm pretty. I don't think I'm this. I'm not successful, isn't that? It doesn't matter, okay? You will always have something that someone else has. That car, that job promotion, that relationship, that clothes, that trip that you're going to, that friendship. You will always have something people want, okay? So, yeah. Another sign is that they disappear and clam up every time you experience something they want. That is very obvious, so pay attention. I really, really pay attention to this. Like, I really, I rather avoid telling people, like, things that I am grateful for and that I feel like I have accomplished in life. So my friends, I have friends who are, like, young, my age, and then, like, older. So my accomplishments, I would rather tell my older friends. Because most of them already have their accomplishments and they just don't care. They just don't care. Because like when you're young, because when I was younger, I remember I'd be very jealous, very like vengeful person, like very envious. Like I would feel these emotions because I feel like when you're young, you feel things twice. Your emotions are just like your hormones, you know, and you're still learning how to manage these emotions and these situations. Like you don't know how to handle these situations or like deal with them. So older people, when you're older, like you kind of like already went through that, you know how to handle the situation, you know, you're less naive. And yeah, so now that I'm older, I don't really feel jealousy. I don't really feel envious. It was hard. It was a lot of work, but I learned that. So especially since I've been surrounded and I've met a lot of successful people, a lot of beautiful people. And I mean, I feel like I mastered the thing of like not taking things personally. I rather do that because it's a better way of living life, okay? But anyways, like I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. This is terrible. I'm so okay. Oh yeah, my life. So I rather tell my accomplishments to my older friends, which is something that I think that you should be more careful on who you tell your accomplishments, because I remember when I tell my younger friends, I mean, I love my younger friends. I love them. But, like, sometimes they're just like, I don't want to hear this. Like, I don't know how to explain. It's not like they wish they had that accomplishment or anything. Because I know that they have different goals than me, which is great. But they just, like, I don't know. They feel kind of sad. They feel like, I don't know. They feel like they are behind or stuff like that. So I just feel like, avoid it. You know, I'm very careful I definitely have some younger friends that I can tell them my accomplishments and they're happy for me. And I mean, I'm happy for everyone. Like, literally, I am so happy for other people's accomplishments. Like, mostly my friends' accomplishments. Literally, I'm happier than them. I don't know why I feel this. I don't know. I just get so excited. I'm just so excited. You know what I mean? And it's such a, also, let's be selfish. Think about myself. It's a great connection to have. If your friend is successful, that's great. That person can make connections to help you out too. Like, be happy for them, you know? And I'm just happy for them because I'm just happy. Like, I love seeing people follow their dreams and accomplish what they want. So, yeah. Sorry about that little rant. Let's keep going. They make comments that get you down. Here it is. When someone is envious of you, they make these stupid comments. For example, like, you're talking about something, and then randomly out of the blue, they will like bring up some imperfection or insecurity or whatever of you that you have and saying like, oh, like, you know, this is like, wow, like your lips are very small or like this and that, like the way they say it, these like nasty comments randomly for no reason or just judging you like that. Now I used to have a friend that was like that. And I honestly wouldn't understand. I would remain friends with her because I was genuinely really confused because in my heart I'm like, no, like this person, I think she's a good person. I think she cares about me. Like, after like a long time of being friends, like there's no way she's like this. Like, there's no way. But I think I was wrong. Because this person, all they did kept doing was these random comments that hurt my feelings. And if I was expressed them, like, hey, this is like bothering me, or like this, they will still do it again, no matter how many times I told them, stop it. So, you know, and it's really hard, these, because like once you're involved in a friendship like that, it becomes really toxic and it's hard to leave those friendships for sure. I mean, I was still sad. I mean, I'm still sad to this day that I lost this friend, but they were like a terrible friend. But I'm still sad about it. Like, it still hurts my feelings. But anyways, I just don't like to be in bad terms with anyone. Like, I like to be like in decent terms. But, you know, I don't. Then at the same time, I'm like, I don't care. Like, if you have a problem with me, that's your problem. Like, leave me alone. I don't care. Hate me all you want. I can't do anything about it. Like I said, in these situations, you really have to know who you are and like that you're be secure and like know that you're a good person. Like I said, it's the little comments, that little put down sprinkled through that you guys through have together. My best advice to deal with envy is maintain your distance. Stay away from this person. Find different people. Be careful what you say to people. Be careful how you interact with others. I'm not saying like be calculated or anything. Just try to keep things more to yourself. Having a small circle is worth it. You know what I mean? Like, it's better to be alone than be like with the wrong people by your side. Because once you cut off toxic people, blessings will come into your life. I swear. Every time, every single time, and I say this to all my friends, once you cut off toxic people, blessings will come into your life. Sometimes people just don't get it. Envy is a very strong, very like hateful. It's a very strong word. And I feel like if you feel envy, you really need to like distance yourself. If you feel envy or someone envies you, you both need to distance yourself because it's something really strong.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So yeah, I mean, I hope you guys love this episode. Don't forget to share, comment. I hope you enjoy this English version. There's a Spanish version, and I'm trying my best to release episodes every 2 weeks, every week. Love you. Bye.